of the various ways in which the world conveys honor on an individual, perhaps none identifies a person as a success more readily than the reception of a Nobel Prize, N-O-B-E-L. There are Nobel Prizes for chemistry and physics, Nobel Prizes for literature, Nobel Prizes for peace, and so forth. Then there is the Nobel Prize, N-O-B-L-E, for wives and mothers, bestowed, in a manner of speaking, by Scripture itself. For as the Bible speaks of a certain type of wife and mother, the word noble comes into play. The following is part of the portrait painted in the book of Proverbs of a woman and wife, mother, who is truly award-worthy. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The fact that such a distinction is given to what the Bible views as a noble woman underscores, of course, the fact that there are also ignoble women in the world, and there certainly are. Earlier in Proverbs, we're told, for example, of the adulteress, the wayward wife with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. The ignoble woman is one who shows no regard for the sanctity of marriage. The ignoble woman is one who places all the emphasis on the externals. Proverbs denounces what it calls a beautiful woman who shows no discretion, and vividly likens such a person to a gold ring in a pig's snout. In contrast, the last chapter of Proverbs describes the truly noble woman as one who brings good, not harm, all the days of her life, and it provides quite a list of activities which fills the days of such an individual. She works with eager hands, gets up while it is still dark, provides food for her family, gets about her work vigorously, sees that her trading is profitable, opens her arms to the poor, and extends her hands to the needy. The biblical portrait of a noble woman is that of one who uses her God-given talents faithfully and zealously. And yet there's more to the biblically noble woman than a mere energetic use of one's gifts. If that's all that there were to it, most women in the world would probably qualify for this heading, because there are energetic, devoted, enterprising women all across the globe. A woman who worked around the clock for the benefit of her family and others would still not rise to the level of noble in the biblical sense were it not for the all-important item presented in our text, the fear of the Lord. Charm is deceptive, the Bible says, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And what does it mean to fear the Lord? Through the parallelism that we see in Psalm 147, we see that it includes faith in Him. The Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love. Fearing God, respecting Him, loving Him, trusting Him, that's all a part of the faith in Christ through which we are declared holy, blameless, righteous in God's sight, and it's a faith that expresses itself. The wife and mother who is truly noble speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She's not only concerned with the physical well-being of her household, her ultimate concern is for their spiritual welfare, and therefore, the emphasis of such an individual is reflective of the Lord's own parenting priorities. Consider God himself in the Garden of Eden. After the fall, the first thing he did was not to provide Adam and Eve with the clothing that they needed, but rather to whisk to their rescue with the promise of a Savior who would deliver them from their sin. That very Savior, then, in his Lord's Prayer, shows the superior importance of spiritual considerations and welfare over the physical, in that only one of the petitions deals directly with physical needs. All the rest have to do with spiritual. And the mother who is truly noble reveals the same priorities. She knows that the best thing she can do for her children is to keep the Word of God at the forefront of their thinking. She wants to fill her children's lives with the only thing that can result in the living of eternal life with joy and happiness, the gospel. From the reading of Bible stories during the day, to the speaking of prayers at night, to the hymns, singing of hymns at devotion, the Word of God is made the central feature of a Christian household, and those wives and mothers who make it the central concern and feature take their place in a long line of noble women. Women like Hannah, who took the boy Samuel with her, young as he was, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, an action which was not at all disappointing to her later on in life. Women like Lois and Eunice. In his letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives also in you." Lois and Eunice apparently made their top priority instructing young Timothy in the Word of God, and we can be sure that they were glad they did, for by doing so they gave him the one thing that could give him life. Those women who are enabled by the Spirit to live such a truly noble life become then the proper recipients of praise. Proverbs directs us to give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. The faithful service of a faithful woman is to be commended, especially by those of her household. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Do you see yourself in this text? Do you see yourself as one who has been the recipient of a mother's care, and especially of a mother's devotion in bringing to you the saving gospel of life? Do you see her as one who had a hand in directing you to Jesus, your Savior? It's a reason to thank the Lord, who would like to see you express your appreciation to her. Likewise, husbands, do you see yourselves in this text as those who have been blessed with Christian wives, those who fear the Lord and who place an emphasis on the Word of God within the home? That's a reason to thank the Lord, who would like to see you express your appreciation to her. And Mother's Day provides such an opportunity, doesn't it? To recognize how Christian wives and mothers bring blessings far beyond those of others. Women who, by God's grace and the working of the Spirit, fit that biblical category of being truly noble. They fear God, they put their trust in Jesus, they serve their household, especially with the gospel of life, and serve their neighbors. Such noble women bear spiritual light, and as such, far outshine even the Nobel winners of the world. Hymn 630 speaks of such parenting. Hymn 630, stanzas 1 and 3.